Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Steve Wino of the AP on our Beltway Blitz. Tom Wilson back from suspension for tomorrow night's game with the Penguins. What kind of lift are you anticipating, and in what ways could that change things for the Caps?
It's a big deal. I'm sorry that your boy Matthew Phillips got sent down to the AHL as a result of Tom Wilson coming back, but this is a player who brings just a characteristic that nobody else in the league really does as a power forward. And just for depth on the right side, TJ Oshie still kind of dealing with the nagging back injuries off and on that are clearly affecting his performance. To have Tom Wilson back as a top six player on that right side is huge, just for kind of fit everybody else in the lineup in the right place. Nicholas Obey-Kubel is a fourth line player, not a second line player, and having Tom Wilson there really helps kind of slot everybody correctly.
Will they make the playoffs, Wano?
Yeah, I think so, Danny. I think that the Flyers have kind of cratered here to where they really have seen some regression to the mean. The Capitals are still ahead of the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, you can ask me again after tomorrow night's game against the Penguins, because it's a biggie. But we're getting down the stretch here. I'd still bet on the Capitals getting in, but it's way less sure of a bet than it would have been 24 hours ago.
Yeah, I'm with you on everything you just said. And I guess for me, what I'm more curious about is how are they playing going in? Because they might get in almost thanks to, as you said, Philly and Detroit collapsing. And unless they're really playing well going in, it's not going to feel quite like as much of an accomplishment, if that makes sense. Also, if they're not playing well going in, you don't have much of a chance to get out of the first round. Thoughts on that?
No, I think you're right about that. And I don't. It's hard to go up the standings, climb the standings, and claw for these points the way the Capitals have over the past month or so, to where they may be exhausted when the playoffs start. Honestly, it's one of those things that not that it's not an incredible accomplishment. I actually do think it getting in, no matter how they get in, is an accomplishment given the way they started the season, given the expectations, given how old this roster is, some of the injuries, losing Nick Backstrom, trading Evgeny Kuznetsov, and all of these things the team has gone through. But I do think they may be out of gas after game 82.
Is there a tweak or something? I mean, you kind of are who you are at this point through 74 games, but is there, a small adjustment maybe that would make sense for them down the stretch over their last eight or so?
I think they need to manage John Carlson's minutes, and that's nothing against him, but at 34 years old, playing 26 minutes a night, I think they need to trust the other defensemen, Rasmus Sandin, Martin Ferravari, Trevor Reimsdyke, Nick Jensen, to play a little bit more and just manage the situations for John Carlson. Back-to-back situation like Pittsburgh and Carolina on Thursday and Friday of this week, and another back-to-back at the end of the season against Boston and Washington. John Carlson's still playing at an elite level, but there's only so many kind of miles a player can skate over a season before it starts to kind of wear on guys. And I think Spencer Carberry and the coaching staff kind of managing John Carlson's minutes, I think, is the biggest, most important factor down the stretch.
All right, two things on tomorrow night with the Penguins. Number one, Oshie status, and then just give me a little preview of Pittsburgh.
Questionable for TJ Oshie. You'd like to think he's going to play, but if he's not effective at sort of being, 75 or 80% healthy, it's a really big decision on whether to play him at not quite 100% healthy. The Penguins coming off two games at the Rangers and in New Jersey. This is a team that Sidney Crosby is trying to drive the bus to get the Penguins into the playoffs. They traded Jake Gensel to Carolina. They have no business being in this race, but Sidney Crosby is having one of his best years, maybe not statistically, but certainly the way he has played, he is trying to drag the Penguins into the playoffs, and we're going to get to see that up close tomorrow night.
Swan, thank you as always, buddy. Be well.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.